Lesson 45, The Gift of the Atonement, Easter. Purpose, to help the children understand that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, each of us may receive the gifts of immortality and eternal life. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Moses chapter 1, verse 39. God's plan is to make immortality and eternal life possible for each of us. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 through 7. The Messiah will atone for our sins. Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46. Jesus Christ suffers in Gethsemane. Luke chapter 22, verse 44, or Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 18. Jesus Christ sweat great drops of blood. Psalm 22, verse 18. The wicked will pierce the hands and feet of the Savior. They will cast lots for his clothing. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. See also Luke chapter 23, verse 33 and verse 46. Jesus Christ is crucified. Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 to 66. Jesus Christ is buried in Joseph of Arimathea's tomb. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. The Savior will overcome death. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. The Savior will redeem all of us from the grave. Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Jesus Christ is resurrected. 2. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the Scripture accounts. See Preparing Your Lessons, Roman numeral page 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral page 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of this lesson. 3. Make a word strip that says, "You may have one piece of candy or other object." You may want to prepare a chart similar to the one on the bottom of page 202. The chart contains mathematical problems with the letter code underneath. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible for each child. B. A pearl of great price and a Doctrine and Covenants. C. Pictures 6-27. The Crucifixion. Gospel Art Picture Kit 230-62505. 6-47. Jesus Praying in Gethsemane. Gospel Art Picture Kit 227-62175. And 6-48. The Resurrected Jesus Christ, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 239-62187. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Jesus Christ has given us the gift of the atonement, which has two parts. One part requires no effort from us to receive it, but we must work if we are to have the other part. Moses chapter 1, verse 39. Read this with the children and have them find the two parts of the atonement. You may want to write these two terms on the chalkboard. Explain that in this lesson the children will learn the meaning of immortality, the gift of the resurrection which Jesus Christ gives to all people, and eternal life, the gift to live forever as families in God's presence if we repent, and how each gift was prophesied of by Old Testament prophets. Using the pictures at appropriate times, teach the account of the atonement of Jesus Christ from the Scriptures listed in the preparation section. For suggested ways to teach the Scripture accounts, see Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral page 7. Explain that specific events about the atonement were revealed to Old Testament prophets. They prophesied of Jesus Christ suffering for our sins and overcoming death. These prophecies were fulfilled during the Savior's final days on earth. See Enrichment Activity 1. Discussion and Application Questions. Study the following questions and the Scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the Scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the Scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. Jesus Christ gave us the gift of immortality. What is foretold in Psalms number 22, verse 16, about the Savior's hands and feet? Psalms chapter 22, verse 16. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they pierced my hands and my feet. How was Jesus killed? Luke chapter 23, verse 33. Crucify means to kill by nailing or tying a person's hands and feet to a cross and leaving him to die. When Jesus died on the cross, what happened to his spirit? Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Help the children understand that when Christ died, his spirit left his body and went to the spirit world. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 138. Where was Jesus' body laid? Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 through 60. Why were soldiers assigned to guard Jesus' tomb? Matthew chapter 27, verses 62 through 66. How was the tomb opened on the third day after Jesus' death? Matthew chapter 28, verse 2. What did the angel tell Mary and the other women at the tomb? Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 and 6. Explain that Jesus' spirit, which had left his body when he died, came back again into his body when he was resurrected. This was the first time that anyone on earth had been resurrected. What did Isaiah mean when he said the Messiah would swallow up death in victory? Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. What did Hosea mean when he said Christ will ransom all of us from the grave? Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. Explain that these revelations describe the resurrection. Resurrection in the LDS Bible Dictionary, page 761. Resurrection. The resurrection consists of the uniting of a spirit body with a body of flesh and bones, never again to be divided. The resurrection shall come to all because of Christ's victory over death. Jesus Christ was the first to be resurrected on this earth. Acts chapter 26, verse 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Also Matthew chapter 27, verses 52 through 54. Others have been brought back from death, but were restored to mortality. Mark chapter 5, verses 22 to 43, Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17, John chapter 11, verses 1 through 45. Whereas a resurrection means to become immortal, without blood, yet with a body of flesh and bone. All will not be raised to the same glory in the resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 39 to 42, and Doctrine and Covenants section 76. Nor will all come forth at the same time. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23, Alma chapter 40, verse 8. Christ was first. The righteous have precedence over the wicked and come forth in the first resurrection, whereas the unrepentant sinners come forth in the last resurrection. Revelation chapter 20, verses 5 through 13. The New Testament gives ample evidence that Jesus rose with his physical body. He ate fish and honey, Luke chapter 24, verses 42 and 43. He said he had flesh and bones, Luke chapter 24, verse 39. The people touched him, Luke chapter 24, verses 39 and 40. John chapter 20, verses 25 through 29. The tomb was empty, Luke chapter 24, verses 2 and 3. John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. And the angels said he had risen, Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 6. One of the most fundamental doctrines taught by the 12 was that Jesus was risen from the tomb with his glorified resurrected body, as in Acts chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, chapter 2, verse 32, chapter 3, verse 15, chapter 4, verse 33. To obtain a resurrection with a celestial exalted body is the center point of hope in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Jesus is the most glorious of all messages to mankind. Latter-day Revelation confirms the reality of the resurrection of Christ and of all mankind, as in Alma, chapter 11, verses 41 to 45, chapter 40, verses 1 to 26, 3 Nephi, chapter 11, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, Moses chapter 7, verse 62. What does Jesus Christ's resurrection mean for each of us? Help the children understand that because of Jesus' resurrection, All people who have lived or who ever will live on earth will be resurrected. Jesus gave each of us this gift, the gift of immortality, to live forever with our bodies and spirits reunited. Jesus Christ made it possible to gain eternal life. What did Isaiah's prophecy teach us about Christ's suffering? Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. What did Jesus do after he entered the Garden of Gethsemane? Matthew chapter 26, verse 36. How did Jesus express his willingness to do Heavenly Father's will? Matthew chapter 26, verses 39, 42, and 44. How terrible was Jesus' suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane? Luke chapter 22, verse 44. Explain that Jesus took all our sins upon him, which caused him greater agony than we can understand. Because of Christ's suffering, we have the opportunity to repent of our sins and be forgiven. If we do this, we will not have to suffer as Christ did. Explain that this is what Isaiah meant when he said, "With his stripes we are healed." Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Make word strips with keywords or phrases from Old Testament prophecies, such as Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, wounded for our transgressions. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, with his stripes we are healed. Psalms 22, verse 16, pierced my hands and my feet. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8, swallow up death in victory. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14, redeem them from death. Display the word strips at the front of the class as you teach the scripture account of the Savior's atonement. Have the children listen for these words, phrases, or general ideas to see the fulfillment of these prophecies. Help the children understand the difficult phrases. 2. To use this activity, before class, write the following questions on separate pieces of paper. During class, give the questions to 6 different children. What is death? What is resurrection? Who was the first person on earth to be resurrected? What are the 2 greatest gifts Jesus Christ gave to us? What gift is given to us from Jesus Christ without any effort on our part? What gift from Jesus Christ do we have to work for? Tell the children you are going to give an answer to a question. The child who has the right question is to read it aloud. Here are some possible answers to the questions you handed out. When the spirit leaves the body, what is death? When the body and spirit come together again, never to be separated, what is resurrection? Jesus Christ, who was the first person on earth to be resurrected. Immortality and eternal life, what are 2 gifts Jesus Christ gave to us? The gift of resurrection or immortality, what gift is given to us without any effort on our part? The gift of eternal life, what gift do we have to work for? 3. Show a picture of someone you love who has died. Tell how you feel, knowing that because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, if you live worthily, you will see this loved one again. Let the children tell about someone who has died in their family whom they would like to see again. Explain that we do not need to fear death. Prophets have revealed that we will see our loved ones again, and we will feel great comfort and joy in the spirit world after death. Joseph Smith said, "I have a father, brothers, children, and friends who have gone to a world of spirits. They are only absent for a moment. They are in the spirit, and we shall soon meet again." History of the Church, Volume 6, page 316. Brigham Young said, "We shall turn around and look upon it, that is, the valley of death, and think, 'I thirst no more. I want to sleep no more. I tire no more. I feel nothing like pain or weariness. I am full of life, full of vigor, and I enjoy the presence of my Heavenly Father.'" Journal of Discourses, Volume 17, page 142. 4. If you are teaching older children, prepare a matching game with the headings Prophecies and Fulfillment of Prophecies. Have the children read an assigned reference from the lettered list of Fulfillment of Prophecies and match it with the appropriate prophecy from the numbered list. Some examples you might use are Prophecies. 1. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7, he opened not his mouth. 2. Psalms number 34, verse 20, no broken bones. 3. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, came riding on an ass. 4. Psalms number 22, verse 1, why hast thou forsaken me? 5. Psalms number 22, verse 18, cast lots for his garments. 6. Zechariah chapter 11, verse 13, 30 pieces of silver. Fulfillment of prophecies. A. Matthew chapter 21, verse 5. C. Matthew chapter 27, verse 9. D. Matthew chapter 27, verse 35. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vestures did they cast lots. E. John chapter 19, verse 36. F. Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. Answers. 1. B. 2. E. 3. A. 4. F. 5. D. 6. C. 5. Discuss the third article of faith and help the children memorize it. 6. Gather together the following small objects and attach to each a piece of paper with the corresponding scripture references. Place the objects in a basket or sack and let each child choose an object and read the scripture. Have the class decide how the object relates to the story of the atonement. Coins, Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 16. Soap, Matthew chapter 27, verses 24 through 26. Red cloth, Matthew chapter 27, verses 28 to 30. Toothpick, cross, or nail, Matthew chapter 27, verses 31 and 32. Crushed rock or soil, Matthew chapter 27, verses 50 and 51. White cloth, Matthew chapter 27, verses 58 and 59. Rock, Matthew chapter 27, verses 60 to 65. 7. Sing or read the words to Did Jesus Really Live Again? Children's Songbook, page 64. Jesus Has Risen, Children's Songbook, page 70. There Is a Green Hill Far Away, hymns number 194, or He Is Risen, hymns number 199. Did Jesus Really Live Again? Verse 1. Did Jesus Really Live Again? Yes, when the third day came, he wakened and he left the tomb. He called Mary's name. 2. Did Jesus come to those he loved? Yes, people touched his feet, and of the fish and honeycomb he did truly eat. 3. And there were nail prints in his hands and a spear wound in his side. Did Jesus really live again after he had died? Oh, yes, and so shall I. Jesus has risen. Jesus has risen, Jesus our friend. Joy fills our hearts, he lives again. Praise as we sing to him this Easter time. Jesus has risen, Savior divine. Jesus has risen, Savior divine. Hymn number 194, There Is a Green Hill Far Away. First verse. There is a green hill far away, without a city wall, where the dear Lord was crucified, who died to save us all. 2. We may not know, we cannot tell, what pains he had to bear, but we believe it was for us he hung and suffered there. 3. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. 4. Oh, dearly, dearly has he loved, and we must love him too, and trust in his redeeming blood, and try his works to do. Hymn number 199, He is Risen. First verse. He is risen, he is risen. Tell it with joyful voice. He has burst his three-day prison. Let the whole wide world rejoice. Death is conquered, man is free. Christ has won the victory. 2. Come with high and holy hymning. Chant our Lord's triumphant lay. Not one darksome cloud is dimming yonder glorious morning ray. Breaking o'er the purple east, symbol of our Easter feast. 3. He is risen, he is risen, he hath opened heaven's gate. We are free from sin's dark prison, risen to a holier state, and a brighter Easter beam on our longing eyes shall stream. Conclusion. Testimony. Express your gratitude for the great gifts that Jesus Christ has given us, that we might be resurrected and live forever with Heavenly Father and with our families if we repent. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 45, The Gift of the Atonement, Easter.